Can you tell me, did you just buy the ticket today, or when did you find out that you won?
Oh, I actually just got the ticket today. My parents sent me a holiday card in the mail, and it just happened to be a winner.
Oh, your parents gave this to you for Christmas for just like a little extra present?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that is awesome.
Yeah, I was pretty happy about it.
So, did you, must have gotten it after the holidays though, right?
Yeah, I just got it today.
Oh my gosh, that's incredible.
I know.
Did you call them and tell them?
Not yet, I'm gonna surprise them. I think I'm gonna head down there this weekend to see them, so.
Now, where do your parents live, Robert?
Sioux City, Iowa.
In Sioux City, okay. I mean, everybody gives tickets like that, but I wonder if they thought, we might really be giving them a big try.
Well, they're pretty big scratch tickets.
Okay.
So
they thought they'd spread the love. Well, you'll have to take them out to dinner or something.
I'll have to figure out something for them. Yeah, I haven't figured out what yet. So.
Oh my gosh, that's great. Well, Robert, what are you doing out on a cold day like this? What do you do for a living?
Well, I do pressure washing when the season is right. Otherwise, we're doing snow removal right now.
Okay.
It's been quite the ice storm just this morning, so.
You've been busy, I would imagine.
Yeah.
Wow. So you got the ticket in the mail. You got it today. And did you play it right away, or can you tell me what happened?
Well, I just got home, and I scratched it, and, I mean, I first looked at it, and I didn't think I won, and, you know, I was doing some house stuff, and then I took a second look at it, and I saw the 10,000 on it, because there's bonus things at the top of
right,
the day.
Right, right.
Like, number, whatever, so I just kind of, you know, I didn't really think too much about it until I looked at it again, and I thought, well, wow, you know?
That looks like I won $10,000.
Right.
And then did you take it to a store or anything, or did you just go straight to the Cedar Rapids office?
I just went straight up here. I figured there probably wouldn't be a way that they could cash that anywhere
else. Right. No, sometimes people just go to a store to use a self-checker, you know, if they're not sure whether or not the ticket won. Sometimes they'll just go check it themselves at the store for, like, verification before you would drive to the lottery.
Right.
So, well, that is a great Christmas present.
Yeah, I'm not going to complain.
Oh my gosh, Robert. Well, tell me, Robert, where, I don't know what city you are from. It sounds like you bought it, or, no, you're in Iowa City, right?
Yeah, I'm living in Iowa City right now. I'm originally from Sioux City.
Okay. And Robert, how old of a person are you?
I just turned 25.
25, okay. Well, have you thought, this is the question we always ask people, have you thought about what you'll do with your winnings?
Probably save it. I'm going to be done with school here this May, so just kind of have an extra little bit of savings for my student loans and everything else.
What a smart way to go about it. Can you tell me what you're studying, Robert?
I'm a business major.
Okay.
Sociology minor. At the University of Iowa.
Okay. Well, it sounds like as a business major, you're learning to do good things with your money, which is what
we're
here.
And I didn't even have to buy the ticket, so.
Exactly. So it's even better. Well, that is, as I said, that's a great, great Christmas story. We get these from time to time. Sometimes, you know, people win on a ticket that they got in a stocking or something. But this one, to have your parents mail it to you and then win, that's awesome.
I know. I'm pretty happy.
Yeah. Well, congratulations, and have a very, very happy trip back to see your parents this weekend.
Yeah, thanks for that.